You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
As much as I love all of our listeners, you're all special in your own unique way. But some of you have got to stop encouraging Jeremy when he gets off on this stupid battery thing. Quit writing in and supporting him on this.
Linda.
You're not doing him any favors, all right?
Linda, we got the battery box for Christmas this year. I thought it was ridiculous, but now we all love it. Vicky, I have the compartmentalized. They have the battery holder. Say that word for me.
Compartmentalized.
I can't say it. She has it. She loves it. Jill, listening to you about the batteries. My husband just bought himself, and the battery organizer is the greatest thing on the planet. Need I say more, Dom?
No, you really don't.
Need I say more? And not only is it the greatest thing on the planet, it's called the Battery Daddy. I had to look it back up.
I do like the name. I do like the name.
It's the Battery Daddy.
See, batteries already come in a package is what's funny to me about all of this. It's like if I said, guess what I just invented?
Mm-hmm.
It's this bag, yeah. All right? You go to the store and you buy chips, like Doritos. Then
okay.
You come home, you tear that bag open.
Yeah.
You pour your Doritos or chips into this other bag, and then you keep it like in the pantry. So that's what you're doing. You're taking the batteries from container,
putting them
in another container.
It's no different than the people that buy the boxes of cereal, and then they have those Tupperware containers.
They pour the cereal from
keeps
one container
them fresh and
into
organized.
Another container.
Fresh and organized, just
fresh.
Like my batteries. Fresh.
The cereal has you fold the little. It comes in a little plastic bag.
Nobody
that
folds
seals.
That bag up.
Whatever. This is why America is such a great country because you
luckily,
can sell people anything.
I didn't have to buy it. Luckily, it was a gift. So somebody else spent their money on it.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to come up with a special sock box. So you take all of your socks out
excuse
of your drawer.
Me.
You put them into a box. Then you put the box back in the drawer. So you're keeping your socks in a box in the drawer.
Does it organize them?
And it's only $19.95.
But the key is you've got to organize them in there.
I will put different rows on there. So you put your blue ones here, your black ones there.
Big socks, little socks.
Mm-hmm. Your designed ones go over on the right.
Again.
Now it's $29.95.
What's
I've
wrong
added
with that?
That kind of compartmentalization.
Oh, it's hard to say, isn't it? See, it's a time saver, and it's perfect for people with OCD. Like, you know when you open the drawer, then that your big, thick, wool, blue socks are in the top left corner.
It's not perfect for people with OCD. It's perfect for people who are capitalists and know how to make a buck.
All right. I love
battery
it.
Battery daddy.
Shut up.
Stupid.
Can we go back? I know we got to get in No Filter Friday. Can we go back two more steps to the Mindbender answer? The little twist ties for the bags, the produce bags?
Yeah.
Who uses those? Not the bag. You just knot the bag. You put your cucumbers in there. You tie a little knot and you throw it in your cart.
I'm with you.
You don't need the twist ties.
I don't use the little green twist ties. I feel like that's just ending up in the landfill.
They're a waste.
I just
and they're
the
in
bag.
Drawers.
Who doesn't? What's the argument for not knotting the drawer?
The only one I can see is Knickknack comes at me hot with this one. So you get four apples.
Mm-hmm.
And if you knot the bag, you got to tear the bag open.
Right.
And then you take one apple, and then what do you do with the three that are in there? They just stumble out when you throw them back in the fridge?
Well, see, I've got a special apple caddy that I can sell you.
The apple caddy!
You take the apples out of the bag, and you put them in another bag.
Oh, my God. Well, are they arranged by size and style?
Yes, and by brand.
Brand, color.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'm for it. Some music on here.
Hey, we need people to call for No Filter Friday.
All right.
Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX. Why are we playing Jiggy?
Guys, we needed something.
You think?
You don't like this? It's Friday. We're getting jiggy with it.
303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. With No Filter Friday, you call. We pick your brain about what you're doing this weekend, what's going on in your world. You can talk about anything you want.
It's basically what you just heard, but it's your turn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's an example. We had twist ties.
And the battery daddy.
The battery daddy. All of these are wide open. And anything else you want to talk, maybe you want to call in and tell us what you think is the dumbest invention ever.
Yeah, whatever's on makes your mind.
A, it's like the pet rock, you know, from many years ago, right? Mm-hmm. Mood yep. rings, that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So it is No Filter Friday, where you get to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind or continue a conversation that we've had earlier on the show. First up today is Dawn. Good morning, Dawn. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
I'm glad you called us. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just touching on the battery daddy thing. I had to look it up. And I am with Jeremy. Like, I am so excited for that to change my life. Like, I have a slight case of OCD. And I mean, mm-hmm. all of my shoes are, like, in Tupperware labeled with the designer and what they look like. Like,
yeah,
all
okay.
lined up.
All
right. It's funny, Dawn. Like, right when I opened that at Christmas and I had other gifts still sitting there, it was the first thing I did is I opened it and I ran to my laundry room, grabbed all the batteries, and immediately started filling it up. It was like I didn't want anything to do with any of the other gifts I was going to be receiving, you know?
That's funny.
I am so excited. And you know what? And when I looked on it, it's got a little tester.
It's
so
got
all
a
those
tester.
Batteries, yes, all
yes.
those batteries that I don't know if they're good or not, I just stick them in there. I'm so excited. I'm like ordering it right now.
I got to tell you, I do have some bad news for Dom because, you know, he was being all sarcastic about this and building the sock organizer for the drawers. And
I'd go for that, too.
Sorry, buddy. Vicky wrote in and says, Dom, that already exists.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I was looking at it.
There goes your invention.
Yeah, it looks like a honeycomb, you know, like a bee's honeycomb, and you put it in your drawer, and each little honeycomb holds a pair of socks.
Listen.
Oh, so you roll them up.
Yeah.
If you come up with any idea that could sucker people out of their money, somebody has thought of it.
You just got to tweak it a little bit. Like,
not really. No. I have an invention, and no one thought about it, and I'm not saying it, but I'm going to be rich one day.
Well, you got
to
tell us, because you're not going to do it, so tell
Give
us.
Give us, like, can you kind of explain?
A toilet seat cover.
It's a cover.
Yes.
They have toilet seat
portable.
Covers.
Portable. Yes. No, but so I have a daughter, right? She's 10. And when I was potty training her, you know, they have those, for one, half of the bathrooms don't have that little paper thingy.
Yep.
And it's a pain.
Yep.
And so when the paper thingy you stick on, and I would put my daughter on it, and, you know, they have the motion sensors, and she would move, and it would suck it up, and she was scared to death.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And so I got to come up with something that doesn't.
There you have them.
Scare the children. They
already
really
have them. So when my kids were little and we, you know, they wanted to go to the bathroom when they were out, we bought a collapsible potty seat. It's a potty seat that's smaller that fits their little butts. It folds in half and then it folds in half again, and it's plastic, so it's got like four hinges on it. So when you go to a public restroom, you pull that out of your bag and you unfold it twice, set it on the toilet seat.
You carried that around.
They
everywhere
use
you
it.
Yeah, no, but that's germs. Like you, I want something disposable that you can keep.
Well,
in your
you just
purse.
Wash this.
Yeah, but you got to stick it back in your bag.
Well, Nicole would keep like a gallon-sized Ziploc bag, so she would just slide it back in there, and then when you get home, you wash it.
No.
Yes.
No,
I'm having
I'm
so much fun listening
else's.
To all of this. You know, Dawn, the contraption you're talking about, the little paper thing that you find in public restrooms, has a nickname. It's called a Texas T-shirt.
Is it? Oh, mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I actually looked it up, like all kinds of brands.
It's
I made
a Texas
prototype.
T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're just harming the environment with flushing all that stuff, Dawn. I'm telling you, get the plastic one.
I don't want to watch somebody else's pee.
Well, then you...
It's
all
your
right.
daughter's.
Put it in my purse.
It would be your daughter's pee.
It's your daughter's. You don't just
no,
randomly give it to strangers
it,
to
you're
use.
You're sitting it on the toilet
yeah,
where
well,
somebody
you...
else had put their butt.
Well, that's the thing, is it's the divider in between the toilet and your butt.
It's a protective
And you make sure that the toilet seat isn't wet when you put it down. I mean, wipe it down. You wouldn't do that with a Texas T-shirt either if the toilet seat was all wet.
I don't know.
Wow.
Oh, I know. Yeah. I
well,
or
your,
just tell your kid to hold it till you get home.
There's that. Do you have a name for your toilet device, Dawn?
I have not come up with that one yet. No.
No. Okay. That's,
I mean,
that's
I've had this prototype, and my daughter's 10 now, and this was when I was potty training her. So,
have you tried to
you
make
know,
it? You have like little samples and things you've tried?
I do.
Really?
Uh huh. Yeah. Yep.
Well, good luck to you with that. You just need some seed money or something, right?
I just need some seed money. Yes.
Well, if you need somebody else's urine to test it out, give me a holler, I guess.
You're very
concerned about other people's urine. So.
Dawn. Listen, you are absolutely charming. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
Bye, Dawn.
Thank you for being on the show.
See you later.
She looked up the battery. I pulled it up, too. It is on Amazon. It's $19.88, so they've suckered $20 out of you.
Oh, the battery daddy?
Yeah, and it's
I need
got
some kickback on this.
It's reviews. It has about 8,000 reviews, and it's averaging 4.8. People love it.
See, it's a solid thing,
it's
man.
Hilarious.
It's great.
Here's Marissa on the phone. Marissa, good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're having
so
a blast.
Good. What's on your mind today?
Fantastic. I wanted to talk about thrift shopping.
Okay.
All right. What's up?
Okay. I just want to talk about this chair that I bought at a thrift store the other day, and it is amazing. It is a pure, genuine leather reading chair, one of those, like, winged, tuft chairs.
Love
and
it.
And it's only $60, and it's beautiful. And I've spent, like, my entire week in it.
Really?
Can you
it's
send us
amazing.
A picture? Will
yeah,
you
I
send us a
see
picture,
it.
Please?
I mean, I guess. How do I do that? On Facebook?
Well, yeah, you got a phone?
Send us a message on Facebook. If Dom and Jeremy, are you friends with us on Facebook? You should be. What's wrong
I
with you?
Think I might be. I don't know.
So you just go to the Dom and Jeremy page, send us a message, and just attach a photo so we can see it.
Okay.
$60, huh?
Have you checked all the cracks and crevices of this chair? Because a lot of times, have you heard those stories where there's like money stashed in there or you unzip a cushion and there's like 10 grand hidden in there? Have you done that?
I have. My mom, we loved thrift shopping, and my mom, she always was like, make sure you clean it because you don't know what might be.
According to the last lady, there could be urine all over it. So, but yeah, get a good leather conditioner and rub that bad boy down, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I get what you're saying, though. When we bought this house, the previous owner had negotiated to leave some furniture. And one thing that we had her leave was a recliner. I've never owned a recliner in my life. I've always felt kind of in a way that they're like old people's furniture or whatever, which I know is wrong. But they had this one recliner, and we sat down in it when we were looking at the house, and we're like, oh my God, this is the most comfortable chair of all time. She left the chair for us. And so now it's like we almost fight to see who can get into it. So it's like a race to see who's the first one to get there. And so I was just 2 days ago, Marissa, I said to Gretchen, I go, you know what? There's nothing preventing us from buying another recliner.
Sure isn't.
We could have two of them.
You could buy three if you wanted, if you had company.
We could go crazy.
Yeah.
So, although I will say it has crossed my mind what may have transpired in that recliner.
Or what has again.
That's always a thought when you're buying furniture secondhand or get furniture.
That's why you wipe it down and you do clean it. And, you know, within a week it just becomes like your germs, you know, you don't think twice about it.
I don't worry about that.
That's cool. Thrift store finds are kind of fun sometimes.
So what is, what would you say, before we have to run, what would you say is your greatest find ever in thrift shopping?
I've been working on a cosplay, and I found shoes for my cosplay recently, and that was very exciting.
What's your character? What do you dress up as? Yeah, who are you?
I do a cosplay as the Teen Titans Raven, and the one that I've been working on is for The Miraculous Ladybug, which is a French TV show about superheroes for kids, and I'm doing a 60s-themed version of that.
The Miraculous Ladybug. I'll have to look that up.
I like it.
It's a good show.
All right. I believe you.
They have magical jewelry.
Sure you do.
It's amazing.
Marissa? You are absolutely delightful. I hope you have a
fun weekend.
Oh,
wait, you just
sent
your picture.
I did.
There it is. I just got it.
I got to log in.
Oh, yeah, look at that. It looks like you probably paid too much for it.
No. It is the most comfortable chair I've ever sat in my life.
Did you say 50 or 60 bucks?
60. It's genuine leather.
Is it genuine?
Oh, wait. Now I'm looking at
it's nice.
Here's the problem.
An old person chair.
No, the problem is, I posted a photo on Facebook about a couch we saw in the store like this. Those are all little butts
little buttons.
On their little buttholes.
It's got
all
oh
over the
my
chair.
God, and it's brown too.
That's what they are.
So yeah, it's one of those chairs with like 50 buttons on it, which are
yeah,
little
crumb, they
they're
like
crumb
like
catchers.
Little puckered yeah, anuses.
You bought an anus chair. Now you're not going to be able to look at it without thinking of little butts.
Do we have your permission to crop this a little bit and yeah. put it on our regular Facebook page so everybody can see it?
No, we better not.
I'm going to.
No.
And I'm going to say Marissa bought an anus chair.
You know people. They're going to crucify her.
Nothing. What's a what? She's
have thick skin with this, Marissa, because
look, if
people are
going to
call it ugly.
You have thick skin.
Okay. I love it. And it's
yeah.
That's all that matters.
All that matters.
It, but you so know Facebook that's... comments. And Dom already yeah. started it calling it the anus chair.
But it is. And I'm sure it's comfortable as hell, though.
It is. Probably it's
see? Smells
chair.
Funny.
Oh, my God. Marissa,
like
we love you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, guys.
Ciao.
Thank you so much.
That's hilarious.
That made my day.
Me too.
I'm gonna crop it and I'll post it on our Facebook
post
page.
It, but maybe.
Do we have time? We're out of time. Can we take one more real fast?
Yeah, here, let me turn the phones back on. Here.
Melissa, good morning. Thank you for holding.
Hi, good morning.
Morning.
So we have to be really fast, but what can you tell us?
I presented a workshop in a teacher's classroom yesterday, and not one high school student had their camera on. I felt so bad for the teacher and myself because it was like I was talking to myself. It was awful. I don't know why they don't make them keep the videos on.
Why don't they? Because you know they're not paying attention. They're just
they're
on Instagram or something. Yeah.
They're probably laying in bed smoking or...
Yeah, they're smoking the pot weed. Do you call on them? Like, do you still make them participate? Like, just to prove that they're there?
I did, but let me tell you, I didn't have enough patience for my wait time. I had to wait forever for somebody to answer. One kid talked in the chat box. That was all I got, the whole hour presentation. I even offered a pizza party when we get back in person. Nothing.
Really?
Nothing?
My, they weren't there. What was your topic?
College and careers.
Oh, yeah, I would have shut the camera off, too. Done something else.
<I'm sure.
laughs> That sounds boring. That sounds horrible.
I was teaching them how to be successful in life.
Yeah, but kids don't
want
to be successful.
They just want to be.
All you got to do is say, here's the next course you do is just on how to be a TikTok star, and then they'll all pay attention.
All those cameras will be on.
Yeah. That's your next
one. You really believe in our youth?
How to be a TikTok star.
No, we don't believe in our youth, actually.
No, I believe in them.
Do you? A handful
yeah.
of them.
Yeah.
A handful of them.
Listen, Melissa, here's the thing. The truth of the matter is kids are no different today than they have been throughout history. They just have different tools at their disposal. They are behaving exactly the way you and I would have behaved.
You were passing notes in class.
Don't lie and say you wouldn't. If you were 14, 15 years old today, you'd be doing exactly the same stuff they're doing.
Well, I was taking a night class and I did it to my professor, so yeah, I get it.
See? It's just easier to ignore your teachers now.
Oh,
Melissa.
I'm not going to do it ever again. It was awful.
You should
Listen,
quit.
We love you. Thank right. you for calling. You have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Melissa. All right.
Okay.
She's mad at us.
Well, she can't be mad. I mean, we're ladling.
You're absolutely right. Here. Like, it's just nowadays you just turn the camera off, but back in the day you were passing love notes and, you know, reading something else behind your book and not paying attention.
Yeah, this nonsense you'd be like, oh, kids today. Kids are exactly the same. They've never changed. They just have different tools.
Yeah.
Different, you know, they got devices now. But it's not like their minds are any different.
good calls, though. Thank you, everybody. Funny stuff.
I love No Filter Friday, and I'm going to get this
get the
butt
chair
posted in the next few minutes so you can see what Marissa's butt chair looked like.